The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's 8:20, 20 past 8 o'clock, and we welcome to the phones right now former Time Magazine senior reporter and the current professor of political science at St. Peter's University in Jersey City, New Jersey. I've actually been to St. Peter's a couple of times. We welcome Professor Alan Sanders. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Professor. I assume you watched the president last night. What was your initial reaction from the 8 to 9 minute speech that he delivered?
Well, I think what the president delivered was what we've heard him say over and over again for the past several days and weeks. And, of course, the same thing can be said for the Democrats, Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi. What struck me the most is that many people say, you know, this is the president's first speech from the Oval Office. But what struck me as even more unprecedented was I don't think we've ever seen in modern times a president sitting in the White House making his presentation and then the leaders of Congress, the Speaker of the House and the Minority Leader of the Senate, make their presentation on Capitol Hill. I mean, the visuals were clearly the visuals of two branches that are locked in combat, and neither one seems intent on giving anything up right now.
Well, again, were you impressed? Did you think that he was a leader?
Well, no, because I think what haunts the president, of course, is his famous statement that I will take credit for this shutdown. I want to shut down the government for months and even years. He said that. There's no reason that the government needs to be shut down other than that the president wants to use it as a negotiating tactic. The polls indicate that the majority of people are not supporting him right now. That's a problem for the president. In fact, the Republican support is softening. There are at least four senators now that have said that the government should be opened, and we don't know how many representatives on the Republican side feel that way, but there's certainly talk that many of them will and have already voted with Democrats to refund the government. So the president is on a bit of shaky ground right now, and I'm not sure that the speech firmed that up.
Yeah, you know, Professor, I know the optics are on either side and the theatrics are on either side, but the question is, where does this go now? I mean, to me, he said he was going to have another meeting today. He was hopefully said, you know, tomorrow, meaning today. And then after that, if they dig in, you know, does he say, okay, you won, I'm going to reopen the government, but maybe does he order this fence built anyway under, you know, one of these emergency declarations, which might be a little dicey? I mean, as you just said, he's kind of painted himself into a corner here, and I wonder how he's going to try and save face.
Well, that's right. Nobody knows for sure because the president is so unpredictable. What I think will ultimately resolve the situation or move the parties towards a resolution is public sentiment. That's the way it's worked in the past when we've had a government shutdown. The public will begin to sour and sour against more against one side than the other. When that begins to happen, the side that believes that it is losing the public argument will look for an exit ramp and try to either blink or find a compromise that at least publicly they can stand on or behind. I think the public will be the important factor here. And of course, we have to wait and see how that develops because we're just coming off a holiday. So many people didn't have time to digest this or were not interested in digesting this during the holidays. But now as we head back into the new year, I think public sentiment will start to crystallize in favor of one side or the other.
Do you believe that Democratic Party, some of the reasons that they are acting the way they are is because they don't want to lose votes?
Well, I think that's true of both. I think both are playing to their base. I mean, the president's major promise over and over, I mean, the clips are endless in which he talks about building a wall and having Mexico pay for it. Well, we already know that the Mexico part is not going to happen, so half of that promise is down the tubes. The Democrats are just off an electoral victory in the House in which they have made clear that they want to stand up to the president and they want to focus on domestic questions, specifically health care. And so both have an interest, the president in sort of saving face and the Democrats in living up to the promise that they ran on and on which they won the election in the House.
So the Democrats may live to say, well, see, we defeated him, and then the president could maybe turn around and say, if he faces re-election, Professor, well, see, I tried, and this is the swamp, and I tried and tried and tried. I didn't want people missing their mortgage payments, so I had to give in. Likely scenario, you think?
Well, that's a possible scenario. I mean, I'm one of those who is not entirely convinced that the president will run for re-election.
Me neither.
He's always capable of declaring victory about something or other, and this might be an exit ramp for him. But, of course, who knows? Only he knows what his true plans are.
Why do you think he's not going to run for re-election?
Or might not?
I don't think he enjoys the job. I mean, one has to look at him and look at all that surrounds him, the investigations, the corruption allegations, the fact that his agenda is stalled in the Congress. Not much seems to be going well for him, and one doesn't get the feeling that he enjoys very much what he's doing. So there's that. But, of course, you never know for sure what goes through anybody's mind, including very much this person's mind, since he's so unpredictable.
Thanks. The guest has been former Time Magazine senior reporter and current professor of political science at St. Peter's University in Jersey City, New Jersey, Professor Alan Sanders. Professor, last time I was there, I missed you, but I may be down in Jersey City one of these days.
Well, please let us know, and I'd love to sit down and meet with you.
Great. Thanks, Professor. We appreciate it.
You take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, last time I was in Jersey City, there is a parking garage next to St. Peter's, okay, where you pull in. And the guy says, okay, your press parking is upstairs.
Okay.
And I said, well, how do you get there? He says, okay, well, go up that ramp. Brad, that ramp is about as narrow as this table. And I said to him, I said, this is my image, folks. I'm sorry, of Jersey City when I see this. And I said, I can't get my car in there. He goes, yes, you can. Go ahead. And I made it by about a half an inch. And it was a rental car. But see that? Again, Professor...
You got no scratches on it.
No. But you see, Professor Alan Sanders says he doesn't think Trump might run for re-election either.